And I called her Annie. You know, we used to call all old people colored. The men, and we'd call the men Uncle and call the women Annie. She said, "You must think I's awfully old." I said, "No, I sure don't." But I said, when I was coming up, I said, people like that, I said, we always call them Annie. She didn't like it.
Really?
No. And this girl told me, said, "You don't call none of them Annie." Is that right? I said, "Well, I'm glad you told me."
the terms do change,
oh,
don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard any, and this is a part of the interview, it comes uh-huh. later on, but I'd ask it now,
uh-huh.
is have you heard any, what are some of the derogatory terms that people used or used to use about black people? You know, if you're saying colored people, you were trying uh-huh. to be, say, a nice thing.
Yeah.
But is there something, some things people used to call them when they were making fun of them or being ugly?
They call them nigger. They don't like to be called that. But I don't know. We just never did have any trouble with them. My daddy run a gin for 35 years, and of course, we always grew cotton. And I worked with them. We'd scrape cotton together and hold corn together and pick cotton, and never did have any trouble with them.
Oh, I'm going to ask about something there. Mm-hmm. Did you said scraped cotton?
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing when you scrape cotton?
Well, some people call it chopping cotton, but we always call it scraping cotton. Well, my daddy would take a turning plow, I believe, or some plow, and bar the cotton off, they call it. And the road would be about this wide, you know, where the cotton was. And we just got to get all that grass out of there.
What kinds of grass grew in a cotton field that you didn't want there?
Well, just cockaburra's wood and crab grass, and Bermuda grass.
Did you ever hear something called bull grass?
Yeah.
What's
oh,
it?
That's a great big old, we still have bull grass. It grows down in real damp places. It's a big, it'll grow up tall, and it's real coarse blade.
I see. And scraping cotton and chopping cotton are the same
thing.
Yeah,
that's the same thing.
Oh, see. I ran across that expression in Mississippi, too, that I hadn't heard. It doesn't mean it's not somewhere else, but I hadn't heard it before.
Uh-huh.
The piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it for you to put your clothes in.
A dresser.
All right.
A washstand.
Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned piece like a dresser that maybe had a mirror on it?
A bureau.
Is it different from a dresser?
No, it's the same
thing. It's the same thing.
We used to call them bureaus.
All right. Now, you don't sit down to either one of these,
no,
do you?
Uh-uh.
All right. And all of these pieces, tables, chairs, everything, are pieces of?
Furniture.
All right. Things that you hang at the window to keep out the light.
Curtains, window shades.
All right. Now, the shades, do they roll up and down?
Mm-hmm. They roll up and down.
All right. If you, in your bedroom, you might have a little room where you hang your clothes.
A closet.
All right, if you don't have one of those, you might have something else back in the old days before closet.
Armor.
It had doors on
uh-huh.
it?
Uh-huh. Some had glazed doors and some had wooden doors.
All right.
Well, listen, I'm buttoning in on you. But have you ever run across anybody that has one of those? They call those bonnet boxes. Oh, and that is old, old, old.
The whole thing.
Uh-huh, that one piece of furniture right there. And that top.
A bonnet box. I haven't heard that either. I would have probably said it was a dry sink. But
no,
it doesn't look like a dry sink.
It's
it doesn't have that thing in it.
Uh-huh. No, it's not a dry sink. Now that lid raises up, and there's a little drawer over there that pulls out.
See the drawer.
Uh-huh. And then a little door down there. And that's made out of pine. And that is old, old.
And I guess you kept.
Well, now that belonged to my mother-in-law gave me that.